Shir the Zecher Nishmas Aaron ben Yaakov Shalom Elea Bas Yitzchak. We are holding before Parshas Achodesh. Parshas Achodesh gives us the basic requirements of the matzah. Shamartem is a matzah, you have to have a shmir l'shem matzah. One of the nekudas that comes about from shmir samatzos, and it's a fascinating topic that I want to just touch upon in the few minutes that we have, is the debate that we had throughout history, the history of Am Yisrael, regarding machine matzah. Are you allowed to use machine matzah or not? About 200 years ago, someone came up with this patent to do matzahs instead of using human beings doing it, you could do it with a machine. Now, originally, the machines were something which a person did use electricity, but he was involved in moving a wheel doing the electricity going on, as we see from the different shuvas. And this opened a big debate. And some poiskim, many of the Hasidim, the poiskim Hasidim, the Divrei Chaim, and the Avni Nezer, and the Chiddush Arim, went fire against machine matzah. Not much fire against it. On the other hand, many of the Rabbonim from Lita, the Litvaks, were for it. The Roish Verisha, the one who was the strongest supporter of Matzah Bechayna, of Machine Matzah, was the Shoel Umeshiv, Rav Yosef Shoel Natanzon. Ad Kedikach, he put out a sefer, and the sefer is called Bitul Moida. That's the name of the sefer. And the whole sefer is to come and go against the ones that are machmir on machine matzah. He himself has a few pages where he explains his shita, and he attacks the ones that go against him in a very sharp lashon. I have a copy of it over here. And then he brings later many of the gedolei hadoros. The Aruch Laner is over there, and many other gedolei of that generation that all supported with writing about the machine matzah. So that was one of the biggest debates, and really Am Yisrael was divided that way. Almost, we could say, Hasidim against Litvak, some or Machmir, both ends. Can you use machine matzah or not? And then the standard debate, this is what we try to focus on tonight, is just to understand a little bit of what the debate is all about. So in one hand, there is a subject, if machine matzah are reliable to be matzahs, not to be chametz. One of the biggest issues that the poiskim that were worried about it pointed out, they felt that the machine matzah is not good enough to be matzah. They're afraid that there's dirt that gets into the machine and makes the matzahs chametz, that the machines are not going to be checked enough, that they're not going to go fast enough, that they're not going to be doing the actual holes that need to be done in the matzah, they'll be too thick. Many issues that they're afraid the machine will do. That's one of the big parts of the Shoel Umeshiv. When he writes, he says, one of his attacks is, you should go check the machines. You'll see. The machines are much quicker than the hands. Not only the quicker, the cleaner, they're not hot. It brings all the tightness they have against the machines. Is not true. Hapkinikakta, one of the rabbi, I forgot now who he was, and one of the later in the Sefer, writes that since the time of Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have matzahs so good as the machine matzahs. Because we never had things that are so quick and so clear and so clean. Father, brother, what are you talking about? That should not be the issue. Okay, so we have your machlekes. It's called almost a machlekes in the Metzias, in reality. Do we have your problem of chametz or not? So Rav Sternbuch writes, Rav Sternbuch put it in Agoda Shel Pesach with many of the halachas and discussions that regarding different things. One of the things he speaks about is the machine matzahs. And he says a very interesting point. He says like this. If you look through the poiskim and you see what we're going with, it really depends what is the time, what is the reason. If the reason is that they say these machine matzahs are not good enough, they cause chavetz. So if you were able to find a machine matzah who is, you know, especially today, day and age, you can find even a cleaner machine and a quicker machine, and a machine that will go with all the different chumras that you want to have, then you're fine. And there should not be an issue. But Tzedor Shterbuch, if we go through the tshuvas and you hear them, especially here the Divrei Chaim, the tshuva of Divrei Chaim, which Rav Shterlach himself quoted in the tshuvas Hanogos, the lashon is not that they are that he say this is a problem, but the problem is it's a pirtza. If I'm relying you to stop doing the way people did it for all the generations, start using machines, start using other more quicker methods, that will open a pirtza that you may come into issues of chametz. Not dafka this machine is a chametz. But you're opening a Pesach, you're saying, okay, so I'm not going to do the regular way, I'm doing a machine. So one day you'll do a machine, one day you'll do something else. You'll start coming with different kutzim. They felt it was a slippery slope that will cause the matzahs to be chametz. Now that this itself will be chametz. And Steinbuch says, nafkimi between the two is regarding, can you change? If you understand the second point, it's something to do with the actual quality of the machine. Could be this machine is perfect. It's still a slippery slope. It's a Pesach that could cause a problem. So therefore says, Steinbuch, the ones who follow the Poi scheme that say that it's a problem, even if they can find a machine who's perfect, it'd still be an issue. Because it's a Pesach to a issue that may come in the future. They felt if you change the way they did it all the generations, it may cause some other coolness that maybe are not related to the machine themselves. So that's called the first problem. It's interesting, this problem obviously includes the issues of the machine. One of the issues brought down, which is interesting for us, it sounds like very odd, and the Shulam Yishevamash attacks this, but some brought the issue that the machine matzahs are square and not round. And what's the problem square and not round? So there's two claims against it I saw. One is, if it's square and not round, maybe the edges can get more chametz than when it's round, and it's all in a circle. Okay, so that may be a technical thing. But some say, and the minute you straw is to have round matzahs. And if I do machine matzahs, they're square, it takes away from the minute. That is Shulam Yishevamash attacks. It says, who said such a thing? It needs to be that shape. But that's one of the issues that comes out with the matzahs. So that's called part one. An issue be'etzah that I have with a machine, it may be chametz, it may be a problem, and it may be it may be also the shape of it, that's one issue.
Why didn't they come down? Why
I don't know. I don't know if it was a problem technically to do it. I'm not sure. I mean, probably today you could, but then probably it was an issue to do it in the machine, right, technically. But the other issue is when they get to this week's parasha. Shematim samatzos. The more teachers of shematim samatzos, you have to have shmir l'shem matzah. It has to be done l'shma. The whole process has to be done l'shma. The halacha of Shulchan Aruch is you cannot give a goy to do the matzahs because you need to have shmir l'shma. So the shaila is what I'm giving, what I'm putting into a machine that's done by electricity. Are you losing the shmir l'shma? So here the Shulchan Aruch himself has a few points over here. One point is negat to us as well. He says that you're not losing the lishma because the lasha that he says, I'm going to quote over here one lasha, the way he starts, and he continues to a different direction with that. But he says, when he brings one of the people that said the machine goes on its own. So it says the Shulam Eshiv, le'edati masach, I don't know what he's talking about. Hatu choshev sha'mashin nasa al dekishuf. Does he think it's a magic? Someone is touching the machine, starts the machine. Now, the Shulam Eshiv here in this part goes on to say that someone has to be involved in the machine the whole time. Those days, even though electricity worked, but you still have to move the wheel of the machine. So that maybe not get to us when you have a machine which is completely automatic. But later he says, no, the whole idea of the machine doing is you have to start the process. You don't have a problem of koyach koychoy. You have a problem that you started something and then afterwards it went on its own. And now the Rabbah, the whole idea of being doing the Shua is you start the process and you're on top of it. The fact that afterwards it's already doing its own pu'ula, if it started for me, I'm fine. That's how the Shulam Eshiv learned. But many points can disagree. Many points can understood that the idea of Shmir L'Shem Matzah means that you have to be involved in it. It can't be, you can't even only start it. You're starting it, so you started. But then afterwards, it's just a koychoy, koyach koychoy. We found the Gemara, but it's not direct here what you're doing. It's coming through the machine. You're not really doing it direct, and you need to be involved being oiset. And there is a machlekes in the Mishnayim, as Rav Shterbach brings, and others that discuss it. You have a machlekes in the Mishnayim, how much you have to be involved in the matzah. Does it have to be a matzah l'shem Pesach, or has to be the shem mamish l'shmo? And according to the Ramo, we pass you have to be mamish l'shmo for the night of Pesach. Being l'shmo means you have to have actively involvement. So if I'm going to do a machine, I'm not actively involved. So that's why many had a problem with the Mishnah Matzah, not Alts Chometz. It could be a good matzah. But it's not a Lishma Matzah. It's not a Matzah Shmur Lishma Matzah, because it's not done that way. And one of the titles was that the Shma, through the Shmura, doesn't mean Losho Kavana. There's two different things over here. Kavana, being top, you're writing a get. You have to write a Lishma. Here I'm doing it Shmur, I have to be kept again. As long as I'm involved in starting the process, that's the ones that are supporting the Shir Lomesh say. But this is the opening of the discussion. Is that considered to be meaning I'm doing it or not? I can't do it by a goy, even though I'm telling the goy to be on top of him, because I need to be a Jew doing it. If I do it, and the machine does it, does that work or not? So why is the Shir Lomesh holds yes? Many Poiskim hold like them. The later Poiskim to bring it, the Har Tzvi, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, wanted to bring it, they had the Maharsham. The Maharsham was one of the big make Mekilim to say it. He could do it. And the I think it was Rabbi Nezer brought that he heard that the Maharsham was Mekil. And he says, so what? If the Maharsham was Mekil. So is the Maharsham greater than the Shir Lomesh was Mekil? And still many Gedolim went against him? So that was like a big debate between all the Poiskim. What do you rely on? The Maaseh, the way Rabbi Shtemberg brings it, and this is the meaning that many have, including that's the meaning that I have, is that when are we required to have mamish matzah lishmur? Shmur. That's the night of the Seder, not even the whole night of the Seder. The Gemara says you can have pasta was done by a goy as long as you eat afikayim in lishmur. Now we're makbi to have matzah shmur the whole Pesach. We try our best to have matzah shmur the whole Pesach. That's for sure true. But the main time to do matzah, to do it is for the night of the later Seder. So that's why many say, many go, okay, we'll agree with the Shir Lomesh that it's not chometz, it's matzah. But to say that it's the Shema, well, then we have a debate. So during the days of Pesach, which I don't really need it to be Shmura, I want it to be matzah Shmura, so there, okay, so you're saying on the kitchitas that say that, and worst case, it's not Shmura, you're still, there's no problem over here. But in the night of Leila say that I must have matzah Shmura in order to be Yoitze, the mitzvah, if not, I'm not Yoitze, the mitzvah. So if I'm going to be soymech on a kulos mitzvah, you're saying I know it's not chametz, I know it's not chametz. There are machines who know it's not chametz. But the problem with electricity is not considered to be that you did it. There's many places can disagree with the Shir Lomesh. No, it doesn't work that way. So if so, you have a problem with the shmur. So that's why, and that's what Shtemberg brings, that he feels that Hatzara should be the halacha, is that in the night of Leila Seder, person should be careful not to eat matzah, machine matzah. It's brought down to the Chazon Ish. He was in Leila Seder, and he had a family member eating Shmur Matzah, eating a machine matzah. So why eat machine matzah? He said, that was the only Shmur Matzah I was able to find. He said, no, take my matzahs. He gave him part of his matzahs. So, in other words, the night of Leila Seder, where you have to get the matzah Shmur, here you hear, it's a real debate that many places keep hold that doing it through an electronic machine does not really achieve the Shmur, the Lishma, Shamar to Mesa Matzahs that you must have for the night of Pesach. And that's a requirement. You can't get out of it. So that's why many are knowing that the night of Leila say that you eat hand matzahs. During the rest of Pesach, you eat the machine matzahs. Because we're relying on the price kit. We know the things we know today. It's not chametz. What about the fact you want to eat shmur matzah? Well, many old still shmur matzah, even if not nishkefelech. So that's the rest of Pesach, you say mechadid. But the night of Pesach, you want to be machmir. That's where this debate comes about. L'maisa, many, it really became minhagim. As the later Achronim bring, the way, you know, when we open the Tshuvas of the later Achronim, the Mechas Yitzchok, and Yerushalmi Zalman, and, you know, when they speak about these things, is someone who's, their Tshuvas really, it's really after the fact. You have some people that are noyik to do only, to eat matzah, Mishim Matzah. Some are noyik to be machmir not to eat Mishim Matzah. Can they eat from each other? Because it became Mamash Aminik. As the Rosh Tamuch explains, it's a chumra that the Gedolei Yisrael were machmir on the Kehilas, whoever was bekabel on it, they don't eat. Some people are very machmir. That's the chumra that they bekabel on. Not to eat mishim matzah the whole Pesach. Some other eat mishim matzah dafka because they feel it's much better, and then they eat it even in Leila Seder. And many have the middle shita that they eat the mishim matzah because they're soymech on the kashrus of it, but not to be soymech on it on Leila Seder. A kopani, anybody who does, should do it shir shabayim. Knowing the minig that you have in your family, in your kehila, as much as you can. And if someone does not have a minig, it seems like there is a lot to be to follow by using the hand matzah for Leila Seder at least, and the rest of Pesach to use the machine matzah. The Seder Gomer. Chag Kosher v'Sameach.